Friday. Oh, the days just don't get any better than this. Welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker. Come on inside. We got the chair set up waiting for you. Grab yourself a coffee. The beach is waiting for us. There's room for everybody. It is a fantastic Friday. TGIF, the weekend is here. Our first weekend after the first full week of 2025. Congratulations, you've done it, Sunseekers. It's so good to see you. Welcome to your Friday. It's Friday. Woo! Let's go for a boat ride. Let's get it going on. Let's get into it. Oh, we've got lots to talk about this morning. Happy weekend. Of course, the keyboard is coming up. We're going to go back to CES, that's the Consumer Electronics Show, for some shocking video. We were taking you on a bit of a tour earlier this week. If you caught the show, we were showing you the incredible animals that they've got at CES. Consumer Electronics Show, the latest in tech. These adorable little puppies, they look real, they feel real, and they're getting very close to reality. Well, now we're about to drop on you what I've been waiting for. Video of AI robots. How realistic are these things? It's going to shock you this morning and start quite the little interesting discussion on where we go from here. It's going to be kind of a historic show. I'm not going to lie to you, because you're going to remember the day that you saw these things for the first time. And they're exciting. They're spooky. They're scary. They're creepy. And we've got it for you coming up. Also, Big Brother paying attention to us. You know, America not just paying attention to Canada because of the big rumors of the takeover and Trump threatening to make Canada a 51st state. It kind of feels good to get noticed, doesn't it? Especially when Big Brother isn't paying as much attention as maybe he should. What's happening locally? Winnipeg, which is a big city, 120 miles to the west of us, paying some big attention to tiny little Brandon. We'll explain why. We were the number one story in newscasts yesterday. Also, Jimmy Carter's funeral yesterday. We got video to show there. We got bad lip reading. We've got Trump and Obama. They're not only cordial, they're laughing, they're joking, they're having fun. We're going to go to church. So get your best dress clothes on. $150 billion in damage. 70,000 people displaced. Basically, it's the city of Brandon wiped off the map. 70,000 people displaced and 10,000 buildings destroyed. We have 11,000 buildings, households in our town. So can you imagine just completely gone in a matter of days? Trina is in Las Vegas. She says, Tyler, next time you're in Vegas, you've got to go to a place called the Stage Door. I've never been, but she thought of me because she knows how much I love the Costco $1.50 hot dogs. Thanks, Trina. Bacon and now hot dogs. I'm the bacon guy and the $1.50 hot dog guy. I guess she found a $1.50 hot dog in Las Vegas at a place called the Stage Door. And apparently they've got beer for $2. This is what it looks like. She says it's a short walk from the Flamingo. And they have $1.50 hot dogs. Now, she didn't try one. I asked, did you have one? Were they good? I did not try. Just thought I'd let you know. If you're ever in Las Vegas, that's a cheapskate Tyler. $1.50 hot dog and it says that on the door. $2 draft beer. That's how you get your Friday. So that's a good thing. And you could save some cash when it comes to getting a loan for your car or maybe renegotiating your mortgage. If you're going to be doing that, can you do me a favor? Can you at least entertain the option of reaching out to our friends at Sunrise Credit Union? Great people, 19 locations, cooperative banking. That's what a credit union is. It's cooperative banking, reinvesting profits right back into the community at a time when something like that is definitely a plus. Things are challenging. The more money we can keep in our communities, the better off we all are. Sunrise Credit Union, they've got great rates on car loans and mortgages, and you can visit them at sunrisecu.mb.ca. And again, they have 19 locations across southern Manitoba, and so there is one near you. Visit the website, give them a follow on social media too, on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. At Auto Fashion, once you get that new car, you're going to want to protect it. They've got ceramic coating protection, special paint protection. They can get little scratches and dents out of your vehicle. They can, the skiffs and so on, and if you've got some hail damage, man, the tools and the technology available at Herman's disposal is incredible. I've taken a tour of his shop over on behind Lee's Buffet there, And it is the tools that he has had to get to make sure that, you know, when there is a bit of damage to your vehicle, that he can make it like it never, ever even happened is truly impressive. Quite the operation over there. So, again, they are MPI and SGI accredited if you ever have any hail damage or anything like that. So if there's a big oops on your vehicle, please remember my friends at Auto Fashion. They're at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. Look for the big green A's there. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, if you're looking for some weekend fun, they're just a 90-minute jaunt straight south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. They've got great entertainment, great games, great food, and boy, they have paid out a lot of cash winnings over the holiday season, and so games are super hot there at Skydancer Casino right now. And if you get a little hot, they've got a place to take a dip with that beautiful water park that they just built and opened last year, and there are specials involving staying at the hotel and going to the water park at Skydancer Casino. Open 7 days a week and 24 hours a day, Thursday through Saturday in Belcourt. Go to SkydancerCasino.com. It's where the sky's the limit. SkydancerCasino.com. Also, give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you would. We were the lead story on the Winnipeg News last night.
Brandon homeowners are facing a double-digit tax increase in 2025.
Uh-oh.
The medicine doesn't taste particularly good right now. And I can guarantee you Brandon is going to be in as good or better position than almost any other community.
That's Jeff. He's our mayor of our little town. And we were on the news last night because Winnipeg has also got a big tax increase coming. Their property taxes are going up like almost 6%. And people are really upset in Winnipeg about that. What? They're going up 6%? Holy cow, what's going on? And then the media's like, oh yeah, you should see what's happening out in Brandon. It's even worse. It's like double that.
An 11.7% tax hike is being proposed. This after a 9.4% increase last year. Mayor Jeff Fawcett says while inflation is playing a role,
there's our water tower.
This is part of a 3 to 4 year plan to make up for
there's our bridge. That, look at our bridge. Look at
reserves and ensure core services and needed infrastructure are funded. Winnipeg property owners are also in store for a higher than normal increase. 5.95% is planned. This after Mayor Scott Gillingham had to break his campaign promise of 3.5% because he says the city needs more revenue.
This is a really, really difficult decision.
These politicians are all so full of crap. God, I love it. It's hilarious. If you vote for me, I won't raise your taxes. Well, I got in there and I'm raising your taxes. Premier's like, if you vote for me, we'll fix healthcare. People are dying in the ER. They're so full of crap. If there was just a little machine like a diabetes tester, like a bullshit monitor, do you mind if we just take a little sample of your blood here for a second? Because we want to just see how full of bullshit you are. Because once you get in, you're not going to do anything you said anyway. You're just going to end up screwing us over.
I don't take lightly that, you know, for the first time in decades, we have a tax increase at this amount.
Yeah, you look like you're all bent up. Oh, nice.
You got the working man like myself paying $1,100 for an apartment. Then you got $700 plus a month for groceries. You got gas on top of that.
You should be paying a Toronto Maple Leafs hat tax, buddy. You should not be wearing a hat like that. You're in Winnipeg. You have a team. It's got to be the Jets, dude. The Jets. Maple Leafs. That should be illegal.
It's kind of hard just to make a buck here and there when you got all this stuff going on.
Economist Philip Seren says people can only pay so much. Over the last 5 years in Manitoba, average industrial wages have gone up 10%, while consumer prices have gone up by 20%.
You know, levels of government are taking more tax. That's another expenditure that consumers are facing. So it's not hard to see that the consumers are actually, or the citizens are actually getting a little bit upset over.
What? We're getting upset? You mean there's a limit to the amount that we can pay? Oh, I'm so glad that he was here to tell us that there's limits. Coming, are you going to mention Brandon again?
Tax and the rebate that comes with it.
All right, Jeff, back to Brandon.
Oh, there we are.
11.7% tax increase set in stone?
No, but the mayor says they might be able to get that down a little bit. There is public consultation set before final deliberations at council.
Oh, okay, so it's not a done deal. All these taxes are going up. Everything's going up. Anyway, it was kind of nice to be noticed. I don't know about you, but I, you know, noticed for definitely not the, you know, the right reason. However, it's also good to know that we're not alone. Let's take a look and see what it was like as they were arriving yesterday. This is the arrival. And starting with Donald Trump, because you would think that this is going to be quite uncomfortable for people like Mike Pence. He's going to run into Mike Pence first time they have met face to face since it kind of hit the fan on January the 6th. How is this all going to go down? How is this all going to go down? So then he comes in, gets himself a seat. Him and Melania sit down. Other people are coming in. And it's interesting because no one is really paying much attention to Trump at all. I mean, can you imagine you're walking into church? And I mean, you're at a funeral for a former president. You'd be like, oh, there's a few celebrities sitting in here. You would think, I just want to see what Trump looks like as a human being in person. No one's even looking at him. They're just walking on by. They're walking on by. And then other presidents and dignitaries come in. I like when George W. Bush comes in. He kind of punches Barack Obama in the stomach. He does that bro hit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, how's it going? People, the internet collapses on itself yesterday. It collapses because people are like, oh, my God, these two guys look like normal guys. Uh-oh, here comes George. Here comes George. Now, no handshakes, but if you saw that, it happens quick. He punches him. He just kind of slaps him in the stomach. Then Mrs. Bush shakes the hands of the people behind, but no one addresses Trump. He gets snubbed. He gets snubbed right here. These people have said unkind things to each other. These are political competitors. But in the meantime, look at Trump and Obama in the bottom right of your screen. They continue their little bromance conversation going on over here. Laughing and chuckling. And what are they talking about? They're like regular human beings. George is looking at Mr. Kamala going, oh, oof. Good for you, pal. Good for you, man. Pretty intense, pretty awkward. Some pretty awkward moments going on here. But then the two jokesters in the back, they continue yakking and talking. And it catches her attention. Oh, look at her reaction. Oh, those bastards.
They sure looked friendly. They chuckled like old buddies. Trump even made Obama laugh. So, what did they say? We enlisted the services of a court-certified forensic lip reader to find out. According to lip reader Jeremy Freeman, Obama says to Trump, I can't talk. We have to find a quiet place. This is a matter of importance, and we need to do this outside so that we can deal with it, certainly today.
Ooh, so something of critical importance that they need to deal with today.
At one point, Trump says, I've pulled out of that. It's the conditions. Can you imagine that? It's unclear what Trump is referring to.
Oh, how about the USMCA? How about Canada? How about our takeover? They plot... I've got my tinfoil hat securely fastened.
The most awkward moment at the funeral may have come when former VP Mike Pence and Trump came face-to-face for the first time in 4 years. Pence refused to endorse Trump for president following their falling out from the January 6, 2021 riots. Trump and Pence looked civil with each other. Pence says, good to see you, and shakes hands. Then he greets Melania with a good to see you. And check out Pence's wife, Karen. She does not interact with the Trumps and stares straight ahead.
Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Slide on by 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, pull up to those beautiful bay doors. They'll open them up for you, get your wheels right in there, get you all looked after, and get those fluids all done for the winter so you don't have to worry about that winter driving. Maybe a quick battery check, of course, a tire check. They'll do the multi-point inspection, show your filters while you wait and you're on your way. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. You'll find them at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. It's the service your car deserves. Kuiper's Family Bakery is on First Street, and they are Brandon's Bakery. You don't get to be Brandon's Bakery just by like putting a sign out there. You have got to be invested in the community, and of course, Curtis and his crew certainly are with the generous donations they make to things like Christmas cheer and the barbecues and the support from the many organizations throughout the 12 months of the year at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And in return, that bell on the door of Kuiper's Family Bakery is ding-a-ling-a-ling all the time because people want to get in there and get some of those beautiful cinnamon buns and sausage rolls and pizza buns and special loaves and monster cookies. Shelves and shelves of cookies for you at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They are Brandon's Bakery, and we invite you to pay them a visit at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And App Law Office, another big community booster, super involved in the community. App Law Office is your legal advisors when it comes to buying or selling any kind of real estate. If you're looking at redoing your will, or if you've got some corporate law concerns, maybe you have a small business you're thinking of incorporating, maybe you've got some business-related questions legally, reach out and you can DM them, give them a call, or visit App Law Office because they would love to see you at six or hear from you at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Here's a list of celebrities who lost their homes in the wildfires in Los Angeles to this point. This could be the costliest fire disaster in U.S. history. As we said earlier this morning, the Hollywood sign did not catch fire. However, there still is fires burning. The winds have died down somewhat and have made this somewhat easier to fight. Billy Crystal, Paris Hilton, her Malibu house was reduced to ashes. Anna Faris, the actress's $5 million Los Angeles home was destroyed. Mandy Moore, John Goodman's property was destroyed. Anthony Hopkins also lost his home. James Woods in Pacific Palisades, his home was destroyed by fire. Canadian Eugene Levy of Schitt's Creek has a Hollywood home. His house was destroyed by fire. Ricky Lake also lost her home. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, that couple's home was destroyed. And Candy Spelling, $23 million mansion. Candy Spelling, she is the widow of producer Aaron Spelling. A lot of the big 80s TV shows like The Dynasty, and I think they produced Beverly Hills 90210, also lost their home. And the Spelling property, that has been in their family for over 50 years. Worst fire disaster in American history, $150 billion and counting. And the death toll has risen to 10. Last time we spoke, it was 5. It's risen to 10. Officials are saying that it's just too early to tell how many people have perished in this disaster. But 10,000 buildings destroyed. And 70,000 people have been displaced because of the disaster in Los Angeles. Just absolutely unfathomable. By now, you've seen the pictures. And thankfully, Airbnb has opened up their reservations to basically everybody who needs a place to stay. And same with Lyft and Uber. They're transporting people across Los Angeles to safety. And but those winds, they were the real culprit. And there are rumors floating around that the fires were started by arsonists. These are rumors at this point. Now, officially, the L.A. Fire Department has said there's no evidence of that. However, there have been some people that apparently have been arrested with fire items on them, things like blow torches, matches, stuff like that. Now, obviously, there's going to have to be an investigation into that to see, okay, so why are you walking around Woodland Hills with a blowtorch exactly? Were you doing some, what do you do with a blowtorch? Is that like a welding thing? So anyway, there have been some arrests for of people that have had some fire starting equipment, I think more out of a precaution than anything. And so should there be any details on that? That'll be huge news because, boy, things are so dry and the winds were so awful. It wouldn't take much to get those fires to take off and do the damage that they did. So the Consumer Electronics Show continues in Las Vegas. It's a place where millions of people from around the world gather, both vendors and folks who are looking to leverage technology for their respective business and governments. And it's the latest and greatest in tech. There's automakers, there's computer makers, there's all kinds of technological advancements that are unveiled for the first time at the Consumers Electronics Show in Vegas. It is a must-attend event for anybody who geeks out on technology. I would say I'm one of those people. I'm always curious to know what is going on at the Consumers Electronics Show. And especially with AI. Last few years, it's been kind of boring. But not anymore, because it looks as if the robots have arrived. This is the invasion of the robots.
This is our flagship humanoid AI-powered robot. She's highly realistic. She has her own social media, so she might be competing with you one day. What makes her really special is that she can talk to and ask questions, so maybe we can have her introduce herself and say something.
Hello. I'm Aria, the flagship female companion robot of Realbotics.
What's the purpose of this?
Some of our peers in the robotic space make robots to replace human labor. We think that's a great area, but we think there's a much bigger area in having social robots. So, for example, at a convention like this, we can draw a crowd very easily. Aria's been a little bit of a rock star here, with people taking pictures and coming over. So she can promote your brand. The AI is all customizable, so she can learn all about you and your brand, and she can continue to communicate to people. It's a huge epidemic amongst adolescents and seniors on loneliness. So she can be programmed to know you and learn more about you. So she can make that bond with you that feels like a genuine human connection.
Other in the houses?
Don't have the ability to clean the house. They don't do physical labor, but they're more there to converse with you. It's companionship. They can actually even be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So we have built that into our AI as well.
Okay, so wait a second. What they can be a boyfriend or
this
a girlfriend?
Aria.
I mean, I like how they like to frame this as, well, they're senior citizens and adolescents are kind of lonely. Adolescents are lonely, all right. Adolescents are going, whoa, is this my robot? I don't want any more toys. This is all the toys I need. It's not smooth transitionally. Her blinking is smooth, but she's got some eye movements. And her mouth movements aren't exactly perfect, but again, look at how fast this is advancing. And if you have used ChatGPT or any kind of AI, you know that they can intimately get to know you. It is pretty scary. As somebody who has used AI and asked it some pretty amazing questions, and it's even freakier when you turn the memory on and says, well, yesterday you said something different, or yesterday you didn't feel that way. What has changed in the last little while? This is going to be insane. This is going to be absolutely insane. What are your thoughts on the new robots? And, oh, you're talking about maybe physical interaction? Well, they're anatomically correct. The male and female robots are anatomically correct. Cindy says, are they trying to make her look like Barbie? Implications like jobs. Like, okay, so if it gets that real, if those robots are that realistic that you can have physical intimacy and mental intimacy with a robot, at what point are they serving you your coffee or, you know, cooking a hamburger for you or filling out your insurance forms or being a caretaker for somebody? I mean, there is a whole bunch of implications to this. Move over, blow up dolls. We've got talking, moving. Robots coming. Quentin says, with marriage being seen as a zero-sum game these days, this could be a legitimate thing. It's still cheaper than divorce. For anybody over the age of 35 or 40, you remember a time where, and please forgive me for my language, but you were chasing tail. The reason for your existence as a man was to chase women. You didn't want to get a part-time job. Give me a break. You didn't want to go and work just to have the cash to go out with your buddies. Get that's bull. You had a part-time job so you could get cash so that you could hook up with some babe. That's how it was. There was the chasers and there was the chased. And then there was the capture. And then there was the marriage, the kids, the white picket fence, the house, the mortgage, bada bing, bada boom, and it was over. Ta-da, that's how life used to be. But it all began with our adolescent raging hormones. Remember that? That's not going to happen anymore. So let's fast forward 10 years. They're going to smooth out the movements of these robots. The chasers no longer need to chase. What for? I got a robot. What? I don't need girlfriends. I don't need boyfriends. I've got a robot. We thought social media was detrimental to society. Wait till these bad boys and girls get on the market. And so while I'm excited about it, and while I think it's really neat that we've got this new technology on the doorstep, these robots.
So a robot like Melody is $150,000.
Okay.
And that's fully AI capable and customized. We can actually make the robot look like anything you want. You can come to us and say, we would like, give us a picture of someone, and we can make that robot customized to you.
So did you hear that? So you can take a picture of somebody that there's, and so the plot thickens. So not only are we going to see some changes to our relationships. Oh, you lost a family member, you lost a friend, and you would like to recreate that person. By the way, their social media account and everything they commented on can be ingested into AI. It can be processed and put into a robot. So essentially, you're able to capture the personality of the person that you lost. Then they'll make the robot look like the person that you lost, interact with you. You see where this is going? Holy cow! I told you it's going to be incredible. You'll be able to make it look like anybody you want and sound like anybody you want. And then you've got movie stars or social media stars, or maybe somebody is fixated on you. Maybe you have a secret admirer online, somebody who is secretly stalking you. And then all of a sudden you see a robot that looks, oh, that looks exactly like me. Wait a second. But that robot is walking with another person. Yeah, because I'm stalking. I know I can't have you, but I'll have this robot instead. It's fantastic. Holy cow. So again, in case you missed it, you'll be able to make these look like anyone you want and make it sound like anyone.
Melody is $150,000, and that's fully AI capable and customized. We can actually make the robot look like anything you want. You can come to us and say, we would like, give us a picture of someone, and we can make that robot customized to you, and we can customize the AI so that it knows exactly what you want it to know. So it can learn about your company, it can learn about your product,
okay,
or it can be your girlfriend.
Are we going to be like, this is my family member?
Well, you could. We always say you can take our robots as a date to a wedding. We have this here on display for people to touch, so you can give that.
Oh, that's just bizarre.
See how that feels.
There is a new value menu at Tim Hortons, a chance for you to get in there and get some delectable treats at an extra special price. Not quite sure how long they're going to have this in effect, so you have got to run into Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba and get the new spinach and feta savory egg pastry, the pinwheels, the egg bites, the bagel and cream cheese, options starting at just $2.99. They call it the Tim Selects Everyday Value Menu, and you will find it at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And of course, they continue to have their wraps and sandwiches, their delicious coffee, and the donuts, the Timbits. We can't forget about what made Tim Hortons famous, those beautiful little Timbits. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops of Westman. Again, profits are reinvested right back into the community. So whether you are filling up with gas at your local co-op full-service gas bar, if you're visiting the home building center, or maybe you're shopping for groceries at your local co-op, remember that the profits that that business makes get reinvested right back into the community. When times are tough, we stick together, reinvest the profits back into the community. Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, co-ops of Westman. You're at home here. And Leon's Furniture Superstore. Leon's Furniture Superstore has got a new sale going on this weekend, the Canada-wide clearance, and a winter sleep sale. We're spending a lot of time in our beds, especially this time of year, with the days being so short and the nights being so long. So why not get yourself a new bed? The winter sleep sale is on this weekend. Save 50% on Black Tag mattresses. Save 10% on all adjustable bases at Leon's Furniture Superstore. It is a pop-up sale, however. The Canada-wide clearance will likely continue into next week. But the bed sale, the sale on those comfy beds, they are on this weekend only, January 10th to 12th. So the winter sleep sale is on now at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And you can pick out your model. You can do some online shopping before you go into the store by visiting leons.ca. We've got some good news if you're a shopper. It's been tough in the business world. We were told that three beloved clothing stores are going to shutter. One is going to try and stay open, that being Bootlegger. The company that owns Bootlegger, Cleo, and Ricky's is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, something similar to that. They're going to restructure Bootlegger but close the other stores. JCPenney, south of the border, is merging with a company that owns Forever 21 and Brooks Brothers to form a new company many are calling the Zombie Mall Store. So JCPenney has had its share of struggles, and so has Forever 21 and Brooks Brothers, so they're going to join forces. Instead of going broke, instead of going under, they're going to join forces. And JCPenney's been around for a while, over 100 years. 123-year-old department store chain and anchor of many shopping malls in the U.S. will stay alive thanks to its merging with these two new stores. I had seen a report yesterday that the reason that Ricky's and Cleo and Bootlegger are struggling so much, and this is a canary in the coal mine, the reason that they can't stay afloat is because they carved out their niche in the middle of the economic spectrum. And by that, I mean that you've got two kinds of consumers now, apparently. You've got consumers that are buying ultra-high-end merchandise, super expensive stuff. And then you've got people buying super, super cheap dollar store-style clothing. And to have a business that operates in between in there is dangerous in 2025. Because you have people with money and people who are struggling. And, you know, when this show started, I said, I feel like we're sliding towards Mexico. And having traveled to Mexico 16 times in my life, that's one thing that you notice is that it's not just a poor country. They've got a lot of rich people in Mexico, too. But there are a tremendous amount of poor people and a huge divide between rich and poor. And we are seeing that exacerbated as time goes on. And I fear that this is the canary in the coal mine with the Rickies and the Cleos and the Bootleggers, is that you would think that on paper that would make a lot of sense, right? That you would try and have affordable clothes at a good quality, affordable clothes at a price that people can afford, kind of in the middle of the road. That's not the case anymore. You got to be a deep discount dollar store person, or you got to be super ultra high end. There's no in-between. And JCPenney's probably, you know, my wife loves it too. Loves JCPenney, Cindy. Loves JCPenney. It's probably eking its way towards the bottom as far as value is concerned, or as far as price is concerned. Sorry, value. They've got good value there because their clothes are cheap. Very cheap. They're right up there with Walmart. Marie Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Electric vehicles. Maybe it's the weekend to go for a test drive. Go take one for a ride at Murray's. They would love to see you. Tell them Tyler sent you. And you've got questions. Come armed with questions about your new EV. Well, how's the wiring going to work in my house? How much power is it going to use? How long is this battery going to last? And of course, in taking it for a test drive, you want to make sure it's nice and comfortable, that you enjoy it. But if you're looking for an EV, I would like you to start your journey, and likely your journey will end at Westman's number one EV dealership. So even if you're not in the mood for an EV, and you know somebody that is, if you could, you'd help me out, steer them in the right direction to Murray's, because they are Westman's number one EV dealership. As far as education, training, and product lines, I'll tell you, no one beats Murray's when it comes to EVs. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Thanks to everybody who dropped by for Win It Wednesday midweek at Headley's Health Hut. Lots of winners again this month. Don't forget, second Wednesday of every month, you could win your purchase back at Headley's Health Hut. Does your New Year's resolution include weight loss, eating less sugar, eating some healthier foods, maybe more protein? Maybe you'd like to take some herbs that help you with things like back pain, neck pain. Maybe you would like to sleep better. Speaking of experts, they are chocked full of amazing advice and a tremendous product line, because the store is like almost, I would say, twice the size of what they had at the Shoppers Mall at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue. They have Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, clean beauty, sugar-free, and gluten-free products. just up from Murray GM on Richmond Avenue. And finally, the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. If you're looking for fun this weekend, they have got some live entertainment happening at the Buffalo Bar tonight and tomorrow night at Elkhorn Resort. The whole month is packed with activities. Tonight and tomorrow, the incredible Miles Track Duo Sip and Paint Nights come on January 21st. Tickets are just $45, and there's a cash bar for that. And don't forget about the Comedy Invasion if you're in for a good laugh. And between now and January 25th, there'll probably be more stuff to make us want to look for some comedy. The January 25th comedy show at the Elkhorn features Troy Toridian, Serena Shane, Scott Porteous, Herbert Henrys, and more. Tickets are just $2 for $35 at Eventbrite, or give the Elkhorn a call. Elkhorn Resort and the Clarso Nordic Spa at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake. Finally, to the TikTok shutdown, January 19th. This is being reported by E! News this morning that TikTok is taking matters into their own hands. The shutdown will happen in the United States on January 19th. We are just waiting to see if Canada will follow suit. TikTok's time in the United States is up. We knew this was coming. The social media platform plans on shutting off American customers on January 19th, unless the Supreme Court can strike down or delay the implementation of a law intended to force ByteDance to sell to a buyer in North America. There's a Canadian that wants to buy it, Kevin O'Leary. You know him from Shark Tank. Maybe he'll get it. He's trying to. Last year, the president signed a law to remove TikTok from U.S. app stores and prohibit internet providers across the nation from allowing access past January 19th. So we've got the final 10 days of TikTok. So if you like TikTok, get on there, enjoy it, watch some videos, check things out, check out TikTok, enjoy TikTok. My prediction is that it won't go away permanently, but we could have a bump on the road here. It could, just because dates aren't lining up. There might be a day or two where TikTok isn't operating. There might be a day or two where this show won't be streaming on TikTok. But you're watching it on Twitch right now anyway. And that's why we're a multi-platform streaming show. Because in the tech world, things are changing constantly. It's hard for me to keep up as an old guy. Is it now talk-a-tick? A tick-a-tock to a PT? 10 days to go. Enjoy the weekend, you guys. Enjoy the weekend. Get some good food into you. And I appreciate you hanging out with me, because we're going to try and keep you in the loop on as much as we can and have some fun at the same time. Make sense of the craziness. And then get your thoughts on how you're feeling, how you're doing, what you think of where things are going, what's going to happen next. So we will do this again, okay? Enjoy your weekend, you guys, and we will come back to the action next week. But you know what? You know for a fact that let's zoom in on our beach house. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.